God's forgiveness heart is my real name, my only name.
Every day, God's compassion eye proudly beckons my obedience heart.
My life is crushed under the wheel of constantly changing thoughts.
A happiness rainbow heart expands and expands.
My Lord, touch my heart, it is bleeding.
My Lord, pull my mind, it is doubting.
My Lord, push my vital, it is disobeying.
My Lord, shake my body, it is sleeping.
My Lord, catch my life, it is hiding.
My Lord, kick me, I am ignoring.
Finally, my desire ages are buried in oblivion.
My aspiration days soulfully begin.
In desire cave, previously my life was.
In aspiration home, my life now is.
God is now blessing my heart with patience trophies.
God is now blessing my mind with perseverance trophies.
God is now blessing my vital with alertness trophies.
God is now blessing my body with wakefulness trophies.
God is now blessing my life with tolerance trophies.
God is blessing me now with readiness, willingness, eagerness trophies.
Negativity shamelessly takes our heart's joy away.
An obedience life is heaven's great glory achievement.
May every action of my heart be a God satisfaction pride.
God's bliss kingdom is for our surrender life.
Do not leave your gratitude heart shrine even for a fleeting moment.
Carelessness, callousness, and disobedience are three unfailing friends.
Perfection and satisfaction always love to live in the same world.
Gratitude key can open both earth's heart door and heaven's soul door.
With my morning prayer and my evening prayer, I try to catch a glimpse of my Lord's feet.
The mind tells again and again the same old stories.
The heart loves to sing only newness and soulfulness songs.
My morning task is to collect devotion flowers and aspiration plants for my Lord Beloved Supreme.
Disobedience is nothing short of God denial.
Stand firm against ignorance sermons.
The beauty of earth and the fragrance of heaven every day nourish me.
God has asked me to buy only a one-way ticket to his heart home.
The eagerness page of my heart book I always keep open.
Anything I do soulfully throbs in my Lord's heart.
My Lord's fast approaching footstep sweetness melts my heart.
My mind is extremely afraid of God's vision eye.
My heart is sleeplessly fond of God's vision eye.
We and all our sufferings must learn that God's eye is the only remedy.
God expects us to start our perfection journey immediately.
Ignorance night is infinitely stronger than we think.
O world, come, come and worship God in my heart temple.
God tells us to sing every day the song of the ever transcending beyond.
Tolerance means eventual victory.
Alas, the human in us does not mind when it misses the vision of God.
The mind thinks that it has more important things to do than to invite God.
The heart every day invokes God, its only friend.
God's service keeps my earth life beautiful and blissful.
My devotion heart does not house ingratitude.
Ignorance abyss is deep. But my Lord's compassion eye is infinitely deeper.
To realize God, the mind cave is useless.
To realize God, the hearted cottage is most necessary.
The tears of my heart and the smiles of my soul pave the way to my Lord's heart home.
Eagerness is infinitely stronger than unwillingness.
My Supreme tells my heart, whenever you run, you must run at top speed.
Catch your mind thief sooner than at once.
God obedience is by far the best bliss that we can ever enjoy.
God may invite you at any moment. You must never miss any God opportunity.
A prayerful heart has a special beauty of its own.
Self-giving fragrance always remains unparalleled.
Determination is life's guiding progress assurance.
God's compassion eye is the only troubleshooter.
There is no inner resistance that our gratitude heart cannot surmount.
Self-doubt is the most dangerous poison.
It is simply impossible for a seeker to ask God for too much.
Disobedience means a losing battle in the inner life.
From sunrise to sunrise, I have only one prayer. God's victory in God's own way.
Needless to say, there is a yawning gulf between my heart's gratitude and my mind's ingratitude.
I can resist everything, but not my desire to touch God's feet.
God wants my heart to breathe in and out with His.
Give up your God-questioning mind.
Wake up with your aspiring heart.
Hope is at once our ancestor and descendant.
Every day we need our mind to be cleansed of guilt.
Lack of faith means an immense spiritual poverty.
The less we have in our outer life, the more we can give from our inner life.
Spirituality is the only language in the inner life.
Surrender ladder is the only ladder that helps us reach directly to heaven.
With my love, I look at my Lord's compassion eye.
With my devotion, I sit at my Lord's protection feet.
The fragrance of a devotion heart pleases God more than we can ever imagine.
Every place is lonely without the presence of God.
Hesitation means postponement, and postponement means God necessity decrease.
Eagerness knows only one thing, immediacy.
Sound loves to teach.
Silence loves to enrich us.
I meditate so that I can remain far beyond the reach of disturbing thoughts.
When I pray and meditate, God asks me to come through the front door.
When I surrender, God asks me to come through the back door.
Reality can collapse with a single ignorance blow.
Experience is infinitely more significant than experiment.
Experiment may change. Experience never changes.
The mind loves to be a sound speaker.
The heart likes to be a silence whisper.
O my dry mind desert, I do not deserve you as punishment.
Only my silence heart hears when God sings.
Health loves to live in the heart of hope.
The tyranny of the desire mind is no more.
A gratitude heart is God beatitude.
Every morning, my heart feeds my mind with more sincerity.
Every morning my soul feeds my heart with more luminosity.
Every morning feeds my life with more divinity.
Information, curiosity, mind, no more.
Illumination, necessity, heart, more, evermore.
The secret of remaining young is to devour beautiful and powerful thoughts.
My Lord, look at me with your smiles I am hopeless.
My Lord, without your love, I am useless.
To please God's heart, my heart is the purity of tears.
To please God's eye, my eyes are the beauty of smiles.
My life should have been somewhere else, definitely not in the mind jungle.
Even a much delayed prayer can save us.
The mind vehemently dislikes justice light.
Who needs the stumbling body vital mind? Certainly not me.
Patience, prayers always succeed.
Problems disappear when the inner cries become stronger.
Sympathy deserves infinitely more appreciation.
Self-pity is the stupid answer to any. No more hesitation, mind, in my life I want.
A constant God affirmation heart is all I need.
At times the divine may take rest, but the undivine never. Ultimately, the divine is victorious.
The power of God dreams remains unfathomable.
What does the world want from me? Constant appreciation.
What does the world need from me? Sleepless self-offering.
God's biggest miracle is that he still loves me.
When we deliberately do something wrong, our conscience gnaws at us.
Secretly, your face conveys your heart's feelings.
Aspiration does not care for possibility. It cares only for inevitability.
All our crimes can be easily erased by our Lord's forgiveness heart.
Nothing makes sense to me save my Lord's compassion eye.
May I have a heart that pulsates in the world harmony.
The deeper we can dive within, the clearer becomes our God vision.
Insecurities are always hazy and impure.
God is angry. That does not mean he will not allow me to touch his forgiveness heart.
God takes most pride in my self-giving heart.
When I do not aspire, I enjoy living in the kingdom of fools.
Our baseless stupidity does not allow us to give ourselves to God's care.
Not my smiles, but my tears always succeed.
My master's strictness is my true saviour.
How I wish I could shed heart tears for my Lord around the clock.
My heart, every moment is the time to hope.
My life, every moment is the time to promise.
Never be empty of inner courage.
When I do not aspire regularly, there can be not even a faint hope of my spiritual progress.
No true seeker should allow himself to be weighed down by depression.
God's compassion eye net has caught both my inner life and my outer life.
I long to know God's will, if so is the will of God.
God's two favourite topics of conversation are heaven concern and earth gratitude.
I must not fall down from the unconditional surrender ladder.
No self-confidence, no outer success.
No God-reliance, no inner progress.
The very nature of the body is to lounge lazily through the entire life.
May my mind be flooded with generosity feelings.
May my heart be flooded with world concern necessity.
A compassion-empty heaven is beyond my belief.
A God-obedience life itself is the highest reward.
It is extremely difficult to find a real God-lover mind.
I must barricade the temptation road. The sooner, the better.
My devotion heart compass always points to the feet of my Lord Supreme.
God wants every seeker to dive the deepest for his self-discovery.
Like my soul, my heart and I are determined to carry the name of our Lord Supreme to all horizons.
My only goal is to live in the fullness of my God-surrendered heart.
God wants me to live on the banks of the Satisfaction River.
Every day, my soul tries to lift me to the heights of summit joy.
While we are on earth, many times hell tortures can precede death.
Disobedience has numerous weeping eyes.
Man's heart always remains a true God lover.
I pray to God to allow me to grow into His will in its totality.
God attention seekers are beggars who cannot go very far.
God wants to hear from us our devotion heart songs again and again.
Anything that is inside the unaspiring mind can be full of tricks.
Heavenly will has mercury speed. Earthly thoughts have frightening speed.
The world has become the monotony of hope starvation.
Satisfaction in the inner world endures.
My mind doubt cannot annihilate my heart faith in God.
World attachments are not worthwhile to look at.
Each prayer needs a newness breath.
Each meditation needs a fullness self-discovery.
Curiosity cannot be our real necessity.
The outer prestige at times misleads the world.
The outer world misbehaves. The inner world suffers a piercing pain.
The ancient hope, a peaceful world.
The modern hope, powerful nations.
Self-destruction begins with an iota of self-doubt.
Hesitation is the obscurity of the mind.
The ancient hunger, self-realization.
The modern hunger, self-expansion.
May I be the fulfillment hope of the earth and the sky.
The complexity mind road of the world is every day increasing in length.
The world thoughts, a severe decline in quality.
Since my heart's sun has risen, I love no longer my ignorance night mind.
Any moment is the right moment to smash the haughtiness of disobedience.
Alas, I do not know why the mind loves to live in a darkness night cave.
God's surrender means the beginning of real happiness.
Try to make your heart's gratitude aptitude most remarkable.
Hope garden and doubt forest live side by side.
Forget your faults, lo, forgotten.
Remember God's eye and heart, lo, remembered.